Divorced Him by Tammy Wynette would play a part Sunday in the show, and it is today. Joining us this morning from Ottawa area, we welcome Katrina Turnbull. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning, guys. Nice to speak with you today.
Nice to have you on the show. This is divorce month in Canada, and you're coming up to your first anniversary being divorced. How's the past year been?
It's been great. I always say, I learned the hardest lessons that I never knew I needed to learn. And yeah, my life has flourished since getting divorced. I couldn't be happier.
Single mom, two kids. You have a TV show as well. You've got a busy schedule. How do you do it?
I think you just, wake up every day and you just face your challenges. You get up and you apply yourself. And sometimes you can surprise yourself by, surpassing limits that you thought you had, but you don't. So you just got to go for it and keep moving forward.
TV show's coming out next month on Bell 5 TV 1 called Modern Girl's Guide to Divorce. What's the tip for the first year of divorce, Katrina? How did you get through it? What are the best ways to do it?
Well, I think it's really important to remember, first of all, that being divorced or getting divorced doesn't make you a failure at all. I really, with the TV show, wanted to celebrate the fact that it's an extremely hard decision, but one that when you stick through it, you should be celebrated for the fact that you made the decision to leave an unhealthy marriage. And it's a step forward. So I look at it as celebration and not failure.
A lot of people get right out the gate and people tell them, get back on the horse and keep going. In other words, get out there and start dating. Is that a good move in your first year of maybe separation to do that?
No, I think that's definitely one of the first things you think about when you announce your separation or you start the process of getting divorced. You're like, I need to get back out there. I need to prove that I am a good catch, that I have value. But speaking from personal experience, I don't think that you should be seeking validation through dating. And on the TV show Modern Girl's Guide to Divorce, we had a great episode coming up where we interview a Toronto-based matchmaker named Shannon Tebb. And she gave us some really great tips about how to date after divorce and how to date with kids.
I think it is key to take some time for yourself to kind of refocus, reset, because divorce is not easy. 50% of people, 50% of marriages will potentially go through the system, the court system. It's not easy. And it takes a toll on mental health, finances, kids. It's not an easy thing to do.
So when you are ready, Katrina, what do you do about dating? You've got kids. How do you go about that? Is it, especially during COVID, is it like a reference or do you date online? Like, what are some of the tips to getting out there once you're ready?
So some of the things we talk about on the television program is, first of all, waiting one full year to date after you announce your divorce. And like you said, Sean, you're going through a lot of things. Dating is work. Dating takes a lot of time and energy, especially with the online dating apps. Really, you should be taking that time to heal and focus on yourself, focus on your kind of divorce process and all the steps that you need to do, and work on bettering yourself. What makes you happy? What are the things that you enjoy? What are the needs that you're looking for in a new partner? And unless you do the work in finding that out for yourself, you're really not going to be successful in relationships. And when it comes to children, you really need to be very cautious before introducing your kids to a new partner. The first 3 to 6 months tend to be the honeymoon phase. Kids form attachments to new partners very quickly, but you want to make sure that you have a very committed, solid relationship that's moving towards long-term commitment before you jump into introducing your children. And I feel that the dating apps are really difficult right now during the pandemic. So one of the things that we explored in the episode is using a matchmaking service like the one provided by Shannon Tubb. She's Shanny in the City on Instagram. And a dating matchmaker does all that kind of tedious talking phase for you. And they pre-vet all of their clients. They know their jobs, their incomes, their interests, and the kind of person, their relationship history. And they also have clients who are invested in finding a committed relationship. So it's not like people who are playing games.
Yeah. How did you get the show going, the television show? This is very exciting 2021 for you because you went through a lot of stuff in 2020.
I had the best education on divorce. My divorce took full years. It cost me $150,000. It was brutal. It almost broke me. I hung on. I had a really great support network around me. And once my divorce was finalized, I started thinking about all the things that I learned. And I realized there wasn't a guide when I started in the divorce process to tell you step by step, okay, this is what you need to do to get through the process in the most financially efficient and time efficient way. So I took everything I learned from my messy divorce, long drawn out process, and I pitched it as an idea to my TV network. And here we go. We filmed in November. We're releasing in next month in February, and it's going to be a really great show that's going to help people.
Katrina, thank you so much. You're bang on and everything you touched on as far as going through the divorce. Not easy, but give yourself a year to kind of refocus and focus on yourself.
Where can people find you, Katrina?
You can find me at Katrina.Turnbull on Instagram and TikTok, and watch my show on Bell 5 TV1 coming next month.
Scott Hellman on the mix.